The Worlds of Music program has brought folk music traditions and musicians from around the world to Wyoming for 23 years. The nonprofit's next big program is a four-day event in Buffalo this October, featuring the music of Quebec. Writer and musician David Romvet is the group's founder. He spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard about how making music can bring...
I'm very clearly committed to the idea that through music and the diversity of our experience through music, we can come to know one another in many ways we might otherwise not. And so my experience led me to think maybe this could happen for other people too if they had a chance to meet with musicians from around the world, try to play musics from around the world. So there's the music part, but then there's a social part too. It's very much about how we build community. We try to provide programs that give people the opportunity to actually be music makers. And in addition to these events where we bring musicians from around the world into Wyoming, we also have an ongoing program centered in Buffalo, and that's to run an ongoing community steel drum program playing Trinidadian-style pan music. And that, of course, gives people, often many who've never played music in their lives, have maybe dreamt of playing music all their lives, but somehow haven't been able to, a chance to participate. And I've been amazed at how many people have had some terrible experience of music making. A very common one people will tell us is when they were in elementary school, their band teacher or choir teacher told them, just hold the horn to your mouth, but don't actually play. Or just open your mouth and move it, but don't actually sing. And they got traumatized by being told they couldn't be musicians. So this has been a great opportunity for many people.
What do you think music uniquely says about different cultures around the world?
To me, one of the most interesting things, how music sounds can't be separated from meanings people attribute to them. So that we might hear something given our cultural background and think it transmits to us a certain emotion that will be completely different than the emotion transmitted to a person from that culture. It's really amazing. So there's some famous stories about this, like the first Balinese gamelan musicians. This is a big metal orchestral form, and they first played in the West at a Paris exposition in the 19th century during a time when the John Philip Sousa brass band music was very popular in the U.S., and the organizers in France took these Asian musicians to hear the Sousa band that was there, and afterwards said, what do you think? Did you like it? And they said, oh my God, it was beautiful. We love that music, but man, we have never heard such sad music. And of course, for people from this culture, it's pretty shocking to think of da 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 as deeply sad music. And there are many examples of that kind of thing.
How do you find the visiting musicians that come to Wyoming for these Worlds of Music programs?
Well, we found them in a million ways. As a musician myself, I have worked for many years at various adult summer music camps. These are residential programs that bring often the very musics maybe are at risk. And part of the reason these camps have been created over the last 50 years is because people have felt there are risks for certain cultures and musics. So I've worked at these camps, and often I will encounter a music there that I then can approach that person. It's really great because I have the chance to get to know the person and know how they would interact in community, if they could work with children and adults as a teacher, as in addition to being a performer. So that's one way. Another way is through word of mouth with other friends who are musicians around the world. A third way is through American government programs that exist to bring diverse musics to the U.S. The American State Department, for example, has a program of bringing visiting musicians to the U.S. And then another way is simply musics I know about. I start writing to places and asking about people and then contacting people. I've found that for the programs we do, it's super important that people really have a sense of where they're coming and what it is we want them to do. That it's not just showing up somewhere and giving a show. That it really is about interacting with people and creating community through music.
Can you tell me about the upcoming program for World of Music?
Yes, we have done over the last several years a bunch of really big programs. By that I mean they last long time residentially, working in schools. They have big bands. And so with this one, we decided to try to do something a little simpler. So we've brought two musicians, Kevin Carr and Josie Mendelson. Kevin Carr is a very widely respected fiddler, bagpiper, and penny whistle player. Josie Mendelson, who's coming with Kevin, piano player, wonderful piano player, but also was a founding member of a bluegrass band called the Good Old Persons. The Good Old Persons was one of the very first all-women bluegrass bands. Both Kevin and Josie play in a Quebec-style band. We're bringing them here specifically to play Québécois music, which is a fiddle, button, accordion, piano-based tradition historically.
What does Québécois music, you mentioned the instruments, but what does it sound like?
Well, let's see. If people had ever heard Irish traditional music on the fiddle and the button accordion and the flute, they would have some little sense of Québécois music. Quebec music, of course, is a music that was made from the crossing of the original French immigrants to eastern Canada with later arriving English, Scottish, Irish musicians. So those musics crossed. And I always think of Quebec music as the only southern music played in the far north.
Worlds of Music will host public workshops, performances, and talks in Buffalo, October 10th through 13th. David Rombette, thank you so much for sharing about the Worlds of Music program.
Thank you.